This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Oh my God. The moment I saw you two, I was like, why am I doing this again? And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
So I'm painting a big mural, and it's got all the sea creatures, and it's got the octopod, and it's got the beautiful majestic squid and the jellyfish, and I'm painting it with these friends I have who love to make art. And a guy comes, he's like a principal or something, and he's saying, no, don't paint there, you know, that's where we put the math equations for the geniuses to solve, you know? And I'm going like, well, maybe this is actually the answer to all the math problems you have, is that just look at some of this, you know, gorgeous coral and all that. And he's going, no, I disagree. You know, I don't feel like that is related at all to what I was saying. And I'm saying, well, do you not agree that, you know, the laws of geometry and physics somehow converge to make these coral structures, right? And he's going like,
sorry,
Sona, go ahead.
Do you have an issue with the story? I had a similar response to the principal's actions.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that I'm so sick of people being so close-minded like this principal was.
Yeah.
I hate close-mindedness.
Doesn't that make you just steamed as hell, Sona?
Close-mindedness?
Yes, close-mindedness is just one of the all-time steamers.
It steams me.
You disagree about what?
Nothing.
Something's got you worked up.
It was when you guys started talking that I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
In the zone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Friday
oh,
night.
That's right. That's
I feel it too, man. When Hayes starts talking, I just something clicks inside my brain, because I'll be honest, it's not going great for me. You know, it's been a shit week. And I'm thinking, oh, God, and now I got to record. Am I going to even have the juice? And I hear the Hayes man and I go, oh, yeah. Just like you said.
Yeah.
This has been
exactly what I meant.
One of the worst weeks of my life.
Wow, guys,
and
I'm so glad I'm here.
And I'm looking downhill. There's no end in sight to the
nothing
nightmare.
Nothing positive on the horizon. It is the worst week of my life, and I'm obviously at the precipice, and all I can see ahead of me is how much worse it's going to get from here.
Uh-huh.
But just when the darkness is basically rising up to take me, the Zoom comes on and I see Sean and I say, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kool-Aid Man, right? Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid Man, remember? Oh,
from
yeah.
Family Guy.
From Family Guy. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's my wall, Family Guy says. Don't break my wall. So that's how we're feeling. And it's awesome. It's awesome to have you here for the one oh yeah moment of the week.
Yeah, I don't think there's a better way to introduce a guest and welcome a guest than talking about how shitty your weeks have been. So
you ever see Worst Week? You remember the show Worst Week? Do you remember that show?
Yeah, I do. But thank you so much for creating such a beautiful, fun, jovial environment for us to record this podcast. Thanks, guys. It's
well,
really
you
nice
made,
to be here.
You made a noise. That we had to account for in some way.
Uh-huh.
So people didn't think it was in their car. So people didn't think that it was behind something behind them in the seat crouched down. And so they have to take very slowly grab their sword.
Mm-hmm. That's just beneath the steering wheel.
Oh, God. Who keeps a sword beneath a steering wheel?
Safe driver.
Where do you keep it?
Safe driver. Nobody outranks health and safety, Sona. I'll tell you that.
When, safe driver, know. Save 40%.
I can't.
Boom.
You take the sword and you very slowly unfurl it. And
furl it?
It has to be furled to fit under the
It's a curly sword.
Wheel.
It's like a slap bracelet.
Yeah. Well, it's more like a stab bracelet the way I use it if there's somebody in my back seat I don't know about.
And so then you have to inch over to the side of your seat and then you plunge it through the seat.
Mm-hmm.
Into
fur flying
the car intruder. Yeah, your seat's full of fur.
Your fur seats explode everywhere.
What?
Okay, vacuum. Cue the vacuum, right?
Let's introduce Sona. Hello.
Sona.
Hi.
You need the woman who needs no introduction. Sona.
I most certainly do.
You did the show before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are a rising star in the podcast community from Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend.
Huh.
And you're the one that was his friend all along, and that's how, I don't want to spoil how it ends, but that is how it ends.
He realizes his friend has been right underneath his nose this whole time.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the twist. That's like a, it's like a Shyamalan movie.
It is.
Well,
like
it's like a lot. It's a, and it's like a lot of, you know, these romantic comedies, right? Where
they all have a twist.
Well, and the friendship comedy though, where you say, oh, I'm chasing this one, you know, heartthrob, right? This idealized person, and my best friend is supporting me the whole way. And wait a second, maybe this best friend I have so much in common with is actually the person that I should have been talking to and being friends with.
I love a good shitty romantic comedy. It's funny you brought that up because I watched. I hope you guys aren't. Did I mean I always like am nervous about talking about shitty movies, but I watched it, but. You guys didn't like know anybody who worked on Holiday, did you?
On how did Netflix? This get made? Talk about Holiday. Who's how are we? How did we make this? Right?
You brought up shitty romantic comedies, and I've
Who's
seen all the shitty ones in on Netflix. Emma Roberts.
Okay.
And
don't know her personally, but her aunt is.
Who's her aunt?
Her aunt, Julia.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is
actually rather successful.
Yeah. I do know her a little bit. She is actually the star of some of my DVDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's in it, and then some other Australian guy I didn't know. But
seen her get coffee. Does she do that in the film? Because that's art imitates life if she's drinking coffee.
She does get coffee.
Mm.
She does actually do that. That's amazing.
And she's possibly studying for the role.
Yes.
What I probably saw was some research.
Yes.
Did it feel natural in the film?
It felt really natural. It felt like she put a lot of work into figuring out what it was like to go buy coffee.
Sean told me that when he saw her, she was holding the cup, the paper cup with the coffee in it on her hand, like her hand was a tray.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding it up like head high. Like, she's like, coming through. It looks really dangerous.
She had her, like, it was palm up?
Palm up. Hand is, like, very flat like a tray, and she's balancing the cup. And she's, like, navigating down the street, and she's, like, almost spilling, and she is spilling a lot.
And fingers out away from the body so that if it does spill, it's going to tip right onto her head.
Oh, okay.
And the whole street was nervous.
The whole street was nervous.
Mm-hmm. The entire Jesus. Street of people.
Okay. All right.
But paid off, I guess.
Holland.
Holidate.
Holland.
Holidate.
Hmm.
It's a holiday, but it's a date. It's you get a different
the
date for each holiday.
Installment in the Holland franchise, right? Holland 1 through 7, all pretty good. And now Holland 8 has arrived.
Yeah.
And what was our friend Holland up to this time?
Yeah.
The mischievous Norseman.
The Holland.
Not as good as Holland 4, but Holland 8
sure,
is pretty solid.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, it's good to see you guys again.
Sona.
Oh my gosh, Sona. Thank you. I've been waiting to hear something like this.
I know. I was deciding whether or not I should say it because I'm not sure if I fully mean it, but I do. Seeing you guys, I do really mean it. It is really nice to see you too. Is it?
It rocks.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's nice to see you too.
This rocks. I'm
terrified of where this is headed. I'm not going to lie.
You're terrified?
Yeah.
Well, are you scared?
Please,
you're driving
don't
the bus.
Be.
I'm not driving the bus. No,
you're
one's...
driving the bus.
Okay.
Sona, I told you it's Friday.
Yeah,
we're
it's
both
Friday.
Looking to chill.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
It's Freak Show Friday, and that is the day when the freaks come to chill. And that's all we're doing today. And you, and our question for you is, what's up? What are we talking about today? What's on your mind? You already talked about the movie, but like, what's going on with Sona? And that is what we are talking about today. It's the What's Up show, and we gotta know what is up.
Nothing.
That is
the only thing you can't say on Freak Show Friday.
Nothing's up, you guys.
No, there has to be something, Sona. You really need to produce right now. You need to come up with something, and then a lot more stuff. We have to do this for the entire show. You have to set the agenda. It is Freak Show Friday,
and
we are
do
here
need
to chill.
You to generate an entire episode for us.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had Mendocino Farms today.
What are we munching on?
Mendo.
What's your Mendo order? Mendo. You, for me, it's usually Mendo,
Mendo
Mondays. I'm a Mendo Monday guy. You went Mendo Monday on Friday?
Yeah. What do you Mendo? I Mendo the Chinese chicken salad.
Uh-oh. I might get a superfood salad if I'm going salad there.
Hey, superfoods.
Uh-oh, yeah. Because nice. It's got some of the most powerful foods to known universe.
It's they're super. Yeah.
And there's crunchers in there, aren't there? Have you had mm-hmm. this one?
What?
And there's little crunchers in the superfood salad.
What are they? What's
the crunchy elements? Mm-hmm. They don't tell me, hey, that's above my pay grade. But no, there's some crunchy stuff
in there. I think
they're
supposed to tell you. I think that it's in the menu.
Kevin, I don't see you checking what's in the superfood salad.
Yeah.
What's the crunchers?
Kevin, you got to check it. We got to see what these crunchies are.
People want to know.
It's important.
So you are engaging in a sort of fantasy where you are turning your home into an office, and you are pretending that by having Mendocino Farms for lunch that you are at an office, and that mm-hmm. is
huh.
and that there's a big sheet that went around in the morning for
that's what people
to
eat
on.
At work.
Oh. Well, I was just too lazy to make lunch.
You ever have the Impossible Burger there?
No, I haven't. If there's an option for me to have meat, I'll probably just do meat. Is that bad?
No, not at all.
My
you know what else
was
I've
a
gotten
butcher,
there?
Huh?
You know what else I've gotten there? The chicken sandwich with prosciutto on it, and they have pistachios crunched up on that sandwich, and then like a balsamic glaze.
And that's a whole farm at this point. There's the chicken, the pescuito pig, and there's a whole pistachio tree on there,
and that's on bread.
That sounds really good.
And the bread bush, the harvest.
What did you guys do for lunch?
Hmm.
This is me producing your podcast.
Finally.
Yeah.
It was about 14 minutes in, but we got there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What did you guys do for lunch? There. This is such a compelling podcast. It really is. What'd you do for lunch?
I'll tell you what I did for lunch.
Huh.
I was too busy busting ass.
Mm-hmm.
I was working my ass off.
I'll eat lunch when I'm freaking 6 feet in the grave.
I'll eat lunch when I'm dead.
When you said you were busting ass, I thought it was like a sexual thing.
No, you can do that.
That absolutely. And we support anyone who makes that choice. We are at work during lunch hours. So we're, you know, I don't usually engage in any busting ass during like office hours.
Certainly not during like the lunch part of the day.
Mm-mm.
No.
But if that's what someone does or if that's their career, we support that. I would never judge something like that. For lunch, I was busting ass. I was working. I was grinding so damn hard. Smoke coming off of me. But I did have time to grill up a power bar.
What?
So nice.
I did
those
too.
Big grill.
Shut up, Kevin.
Okay.
I had smoothie sandwich.
Oh, God. Kevin, do you know what that crunchy stuff was on that
salad? You didn't even ask me what was in it.
It's called Superfood Crunchies.
Superfood Crunchies.
Okay.
You didn't ask me what was in my smoothie.
Hey, Hayes, what was in your smoothie sandwich?
Banana.
You didn't ask me what kind of power bar I grilled up.
Ask him, but then who was I doing?
Yeah, you got give buys you a little time, actually.
Okay. Hey, Sean, what type of power bar did you grill up for lunch today?
Apple.
That was worth it. That was definitely worth it.
Who says banana? You remember?
You were talking about movies earlier as a clue.
You see these guys?
Julia Roberts?
No. So, Julia Roberts is one of the Minions.
Hmm.
And am I losing my shit? Laughing, and I'm imagining Julia Roberts. She's wearing the overalls.
What overalls? Oh, the Minions overalls.
She's in with the Minions crew. She's the Minions' mom. Am I losing my shit? Yes.
Actresses, it does get to a point where, like, it's a tough business as you get older in Hollywood actresses.
Uh-huh.
And so Julia Roberts becoming one of the Minions, just a live action Minion.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing this? Am I laughing? Does she ever do Conan's show?
Not since I've worked for him. So not in the last 11 years.
He doesn't even do the TV show. I meant the podcast.
Whoa.
Oh, no. No, she, I think also she is a Letterman person.
Oh.
There's some celebrities that choose whichever late night show they're going to go on and like stick to that. And she's a Letterman person.
Hard
but I don't
to be
know.
A Letterman person now.
Why?
He's not on the show.
Oh, yeah, but he has his Netflix show.
But it's so small.
Is it small?
Tiny show.
Yeah, it's so small, that show. How many guests can you put on a show that small?
One?
Maybe none?
No guests?
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it Minion or Minion?
Wait.
Hayes, you were pronouncing
you say it
weird. Minion.
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 Do you say onion?
Onion.
Yeah, Minion.
I'm sorry. You're the one who's pronouncing it Minion. You were pronouncing it weird.
Yeah, it's like a little onion.
Minion.
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 I don't like the way you guys are saying it.
Minion.
Yeah, Sean, you said it right that time, but you were saying it. What was you added an extra syllable? Say it. Fucking say it right now.
Well, now I'm nervous and I feel like I'm going to mess it up if I say it. I certainly don't want to get in trouble for talking about the Minions.
Minions. Thank you. Hayes was shitting all over that pronunciation and it was infuriating me. But I'm okay now.
What's the status of us, just like with the conversations, Conan. Where are they at, us getting on Conan's show?
Does Conan ask about us at all?
Not once, not ever. Never, ever, ever, never.
I seen Conan in the video hanging around with our friend, the scam goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I seen that. Did we come up? We know her.
No, never once mentioned you guys. Does it upset you every time he does a podcast and it's not yours?
Is that happening?
He's done quite a few.
Sona.
And none of them have been this one. So does that
Sona,
upset you?
Why do you think this is the worst week of my entire life? Why do you think that is?
I just think you've been having a hard time. I don't know, probably.
And why have I been having a hard time?
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of things just haven't been working out for you personally. I think that, you know,
let's get into specifics.
Something. Yep. I think that you are a big, I don't know, fan of, I don't know. Are you a big Donald Trump fan? Are you upset about the polls? Is that why?
Well, Donald Trump is the president, so I guess I would be having a pretty good week. If,
if I'm a fan of the president, things are actually
yeah, I guess he's the president of the whole entire United States, so I guess that would be pretty good for me.
Yeah, you got very intense just now, so I'm starting to figure out
you
what
don't
it
want
is.
To bring politics into this.
I didn't bring up politics. I didn't say anything. It's the only thing that's going on right now, Hayes. Why are you having such a tough week? Please. And don't... I care, really.
I guess it's now 7-8 years into my working relationship with Sean, and he sort of stressed at the beginning that he would... He had access to his Lampoon cronies, one of whom was Conan O'Brien. And we started doing a show about reality shows a long time ago. And he was like, let me see if I can get Conan. Wouldn't it be great if we got Conan for our first episode?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
he was like, oh, like he wants to do it so bad, but like he can't do it this week. And that was like April of 2013 or earlier.
Mm. Yeah,
it was probably like October 2012 or something like that.
Yeah.
And every week, like, he says that he's, like, talking. He's, like, hanging out with his Lampoon cronies and stuff and that Conan will do the show. But this has never come together, which leads me to believe that it is you stopping this.
Oh!
It doesn't really make any sense any other way because, obviously, I have access to just about anyone and through my deep Harvard connections.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you went to Harvard, I like to say you caught the crony virus.
Yeah. So the Lampoon cronies all hang out together, like in a bar or a restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All the fellow H-bombers.
Yeah. You guys have jackets?
We do individually. Do you mean matching?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's one
weird question. Do you guys have jackets?
Of us that doesn't own a jacket. And I would have to check. I haven't been to everybody's place, but as I'm looking back, and I even probably have photos, we've all pretty much got a jacket or more.
Okay. Is this why Hayes is having such a bad week?
I'm finding out that this is why, and that as he talks to you, it's only making him more and more upset and frankly pissed and frankly very sad, too.
And because you wouldn't even tell me what's up. And we do have to go back to that well again. And you do have to just like talk about what is going on, Sona. Like talk like what is like what are we like thinking about this week?
All right. Well.
But be chill.
Yes.
Like be normal about
chill.
It, please.
Like, don't
so
make it a whole thing.
We get requests for Conan to go on certain podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Then we determine how advantageous it would be for him to go on those podcasts because his schedule is very full. And so carving out an hour and a half for him to talk to people is really tough. And there's no advantage to him coming on your podcast.
Right, because he would just get mercilessly owned by the two guys at the network who still have a shred of comedy cred left.
Yeah, that's right, Sean.
The two
that's
baddest
exactly
dudes.
It.
The two baddest dudes on
the only
block.
Two that never sold out.
We are the only two that didn't get any kind of TV show or anything like that. And everybody else is popping up on all these cookie cutter network shows or they're going to Netflix and they're doing their specials or they're in all this stuff. And we stayed true to our roots and we made a show for a diminishing number of people.
Yes.
Which nobody else has had the guts to do at this network. And that is being an artist. And that is called real growth is holding still.
Yeah. Your lack of success is really showing them. And you guys are really hammering it home, and I really
imagine
am
how
in
punk
awe.
Rock it would be for Conan, who by the way I know plays guitar, to come on our show and just spit in the eye of traditional entertainment values of always trying to climb up the ladder. Oh, what's up here? What's next? And instead looking down and going like, what the fuck is that? Hang on. And seeing like a little puddle or something and going like, well, let me just muck around and
Let's
roll
go
around
talk to
in
that
this.
Puddle for
yeah.
Probably not even an hour. We'd probably get scared in it.
It'd be about, 34 minutes. And then we'd be like, okay, well, that was so great. Thank you so much. Because we'd see him kind of looking around.
Can I make a suggestion? Because you guys invited me on to the podcast yesterday.
Y'all.
As in, you gave me a day's notice. Is that what you always do? Because terrible.
That's, okay. I handled the all the booking stuff. For the show, that was me,
and I farmed that out to Hayes last minute because normally it is me.
And so you guys like give your guests a day's notice, be like, "Hey, can you just spare an hour tomorrow and just come on our podcast?"
Oh,
Conan's
not
going to have
prepped.
There's no time to schedule this stuff, Sean.
We usually do it like Room Raiders.
Wait, what?
Where
normally it's Room Raider style,
where the van pulls up and it's like, get in, it's time to be Room Raiders. And then you just like haul them into the van. You remember that?
Go, go, go.
Room Raiders. I remember that show.
Yeah, well, so do we. We did a whole pro version about it.
It was really funny.
So what else is going on? What's happening in like the neighborhood? Any neighborhood stuff?
Well, I was on an evacuation warning for 2 weeks, so that was fun. There was a giant fire by me, but it's done now, so that's good. And that's it.
She almost got burned.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no. Sona, you almost got burned.
Sona, don't get burned.
Not me. My house almost burned down.
No.
Sona's house?
Okay, Sona. You guys, even your fake concern isn't good.
Oh, Sona, you didn't tell us that.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh my God, that's what's up?
I want to go home.
But your house is burning almost.
Sona, you can't. You can't go home. It's not safe for you there.
I should have had somebody call me after like 20 minutes and been like, there's an accident. You have to leave. And I've been like, oh my God, you guys. I gotta go, you guys. Oh no, what's that? I'm the only one who can fix it. I gotta go.
We all know what a fake phone call sounds like. Come on, you don't have to do the whole thing. We can all do it. I could do a fake. I get real phone calls all the time. I'm able to masterfully, you know, imitate getting a phone call. I could do a fake phone call right now that would
do
freaking
it. Show. Do it,
you
Sean. Yeah,
he will, yeah. And he's
do
going
it, Sean.
To, and he's actually going to.
Okay, let's see you do it, Sean.
Well, yeah. He is going to do it. He's
okay,
actually
good.
Going to do it right now.
Yeah,
it is good.
You didn't need a hype
good.
Man, Hayes.
Yeah, it will be
yeah,
good,
just
actually.
Do it, Sean.
Hang
yeah.
on. What is this? Ow, my ear.
What the fuck?
See, the way you did it was like you got the phone in a way that was very fake, and you didn't like hit it to your ear.
Yeah.
Very hard at all. It was almost like it wasn't even really touching your ear.
It was such a perfect phone call that it's like, that's never how they go in real life. You know, our lives aren't choreographed like this, Sona. What usually happens is you can't tell if the phone's ringing or not. You hit your ear pretty hard. It kills. You don't know what it is. You're possibly concussed for the rest of the episode.
Possibly, yeah. No, that makes sense. That was so convincing. Thank you for showing me how to do that. Mm-hmm. So now the next, so wait. So it's like, huh? What?
Well, no.
No?
What is this? Oh, my ear. Oh, I can't see anything.
Who did the fire?
I don't know. I guess the electric company.
I hope it wasn't that girl with the dragon tattoo. No, I know she's the good guy and everything, but I just do not trust some of that stuff.
It's really dark. Hold on. It's really mm-hmm. dark in my room.
Yeah, we're noticing that it's getting dark there.
And you think about like, the electric company. Well, who needs all
that
electric for?
All right, sorry.
Really? Seconds after she accused the electric company of starting the fire, her lights went almost completely off.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting is just so dark in here. I don't care.
This isn't.
You guys don't release the video of this. Doesn't matter.
Kevin keeps it for a collection of his, but it doesn't ever get shown to anyone
spank
else.
Bank.
He puts the video.
Okay. Wow. Not the term we use.
Yeah, hard drive.
And also not the way Kevin does it.
What? How does Kevin do it? What do you do with this footage, Kevin?
Spank is like, that makes it sound like a kind of like forceful act.
Mm-hmm. It's and very passive.
Yeah, with Kevin, it's like, it's very, very passive.
Then what would you call it?
He just lies face down on the bed and kind of worms around.
If it's not a spank bank, what is it? What's it called?
It's sort of like a Caterpillar credit union.
I guess it's like, yeah.
Sona, what are we doing for the holiday party this year? Where are we going?
I think we're gonna do nothing. We're just gonna stay here and do nothing. What do you mean? What are you doing for a holiday party? Are you going anywhere? Are you doing anything?
Jury's out.
He's available, you know. If the right invite comes along, it might coax him out of his, you know, Caterpillar credit union.
We got invited to the last party. Kevin, you went, right? The Conan party?
I think you got invited similar to how I invite guests to the show, where it was like moments before it was about to occur.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was about 40 minutes into the party.
Yeah, that's a big don't show up if I've ever heard of one. So wait, did you go?
I went to the address that I was given. There was no evidence of a party per se. I ended up having a pretty good time.
Sorry, my dog wants to come chill. Oh.
Wow. Whoa. Bluefus.
All right, sorry.
Sergeant Bluefus.
Hello, Sergeant Bluefus.
Thank you for your service.
Is that the name?
It's Oki. Sergeant Bluefist?
Really close.
Really close.
Wow,
you guys,
that's the closest we've ever been.
You almost had it, that's for sure. Good job. Good guess.
That's
Wait, were
really
you guys
close.
Really invited to our holiday party?
Yeah.
And you didn't
I think
come?
So.
I think so.
It's
I
fun.
I think so. So you're just staying home this year?
Yeah. I'm not
you're
doing
just gonna
anything.
Roast chestnuts on the huge fire outside your house?
The wildfire? That was raging?
Just put a chestnut on a stick out the window.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's how close it is.
Careful.
And yeah, I'm going to roast a chestnut on the wildfire that's really raging close. In the mountains by my house.
Eat
so,
it clean
yeah.
off the stick. Careful.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Sona,
yeah.
Mountain house. What is this? What is it like up there?
In the mountains?
Yes.
Mountain
in,
house.
In your mountain house.
Well, I'm not like in a mountain. I'm just near
no,
a mountain.
A house, mountain house.
Oh, do you think
I don't think the house is inside the mountain. I think it is on top of the mountain.
Oh, okay.
You are in the house.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I like it. It's cool. There's trees. It's nice. It's a nice place.
Address?
Uh-huh.
What would you do if I gave you my address right now?
Bleep it out.
Whip it out? Is that
bleep
what you said?
It out. Oh. I said bleep it
Jesus
out.
Jesus Christ.
Why does my
and
mind
he's not even asking for
that?
Your address. He's asking you just if you have one. Jesus.
No, he said, what's your address?
No, he
Hayes?
Said address.
I said address? Like, how
then
nice
then
we
how
talk.
Do you address? How do you respond
how nice
to
we
that?
Because I've lived in some places, you know, some like mountain type houses, but I didn't have an address.
You didn't have an address? Okay,
Sergeant
well,
Bluefus, please.
Yeah, I have an address.
Sergeant
Oki.
Bluefus.
Oki.
Stand down.
Out. Oki, chill out. Oki,
Addie,
chill out.
Sergeant
okay.
Bluefus.
Tank. Tank. Sorry. You guys are just going to edit all this
from
out.
Real world?
Tank. That's
oh
tech.
Oh, my God.
From
that
real
was
world?
Tech. My husband is tech. She's Oki, she's barking. You lost your privileges, Oki. I'm having a very professional podcast.
Your husband's tech from a real world.
Oh my God, you never mentioned that. Kevin, can we get him?
Is he available tomorrow?
You guys are the worst. Oh my God.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
Did you go anywhere this week? Did you go on any errands? And if you just joined us, this is Freak Show Friday, where the freaks chill.
Okay. I got a lot of candy and I got bags.
You went to the candy store?
And I'm going to, no, I just got candy from like CVS and I'm going to give it to the kids that are in the neighborhood.
It's a store that sells candy.
Okay. What'd you listen to on the way to CVS? Can we guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Even flow, thought to have like butterflies. He don't know. Oh, he chases them away.
Was that, you were into that.
Someday.
I feel like you were. Sean, did you dye your hair? Did you bleach your hair like Eminem? Were you a big Eminem guy?
Back in the day? Nah, I didn't bleach it. I use a generous dosage of sun in.
Did you really?
I certainly didn't go easy on the sun in, friend.
I had a huge crush on a guy who used sun in at school. Anyway.
I couldn't blame you there.
No, it's terrible.
That was a real dream. Yeah. So was I close? What were you listening to? Probably you were listening to Kona Needs a Friend, huh?
Yeah, I listen to the podcast I'm on all the time when I'm not recording. It's
not
all I
weird.
Listen to. Do you listen to your podcast all the time?
Unfortunately, I do.
Wait, do you really?
I've heard a bunch of them.
Yeah, do you listen and just like see if you nailed it?
Sometimes I'll listen to a real old one.
That's nice.
Go, God, was I ever that young? Would it shock you to know I was once considered quite beautiful?
Oh, I think you're beautiful now, Sean.
Yeah, but in a real way, though.
What? What? As opposed to like a fake way?
Yeah.
And that really happened?
Just say. Hayes gets really embarrassed.
It's a show. We just have to keep the show going. So just. Just say if it really happened or whatever you were, whatever. I couldn't hear.
Yeah, it really happened.
Ew.
What? Oh, God.
Sona, did you ever go on a trip?
Ever?
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
What happened on that trip I went on?
Yes.
I had a really good time.
Oh, how long?
I traveled there and I stayed there and then I came back after a certain period of
length
time.
Length of trip, go.
3 days.
Yes.
Was that the right answer?
Hayes, you owe me 50 bucks.
Okay.
I'm
good for it. I'm good for it.
If Conan won't do the podcast, could the boys do the next like abroad trip that Conan does?
We go on the trip with him. That's a good idea.
Okay.
You said that's a good idea.
I'll go do a week of field pieces.
Okay. Where would you guys want to go?
Me? Where would I be allowed?
Probably the beach.
Oh, yes.
You could go anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. And you would go to the beach.
Is it appropriate to say mountain house? You've made it sound awful nice.
Yeah.
And we know it has an address now, so.
Kevin, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I don't even need to run that up the proper channels to know that that's probably a hard no. That's a hard pass.
Conan won't let anyone go to your house?
You want to shoot a special at my house?
Conan, I just didn't really think he was that kind of boss where like no one is even allowed to go to your house.
Yeah. I mean,
unusual policy. As an employment policy, I find that slightly unusual, and I'll take the heat for saying that.
Do you guys go on trips?
Oh. No.
Just mentally.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so
I know.
Yeah.
Wait,
what if they're just on the plane? They don't leave the plane.
So they come on the plane. Conan flies to his next destination.
We stay
on the plane.
And then
they get there. But then when the plane, everybody gets off, they just sit.
We chill. Mm-hmm.
And then you wait.
We make sure nobody comes on there and like does some.
Oh, you have
weird
a job.
Here's advantages. The plane's safe, which is great.
Yeah.
We're not scared Okay, we're not panicking.
Uh-huh.
Because we already know where we are. There's Wi-Fi, I assume.
I can stay on there and keep my finger in the part of the magazine where he was.
That's your whole Boom. Point. Okay.
Not losing that place.
You two are really good at pitching things. I just want to make
okay,
sure you know
thank
that.
Thank you. Yeah, because You're... that... Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We got this podcast.
After this, I'm really going to make sure Conan knows how good you guys are at pitching things and then tell him all about what we talked about. And he's going to be like, I really want to go on that podcast now.
Just give him a glove, a baseball glove.
A glove.
He'll be like, what the heck is this? I just met the best damn pitcher of my life.
Okay. Mm. I got to go. What's
Could
that?
Could be a catcher's
Hold on,
mitt.
I'm getting
Hang
a phone
on,
call.
I'm improving.
Hello? What?
No,
an accident? I got to go.
Fake. Ear. So fake.
Okay. Out of my ear.
So fake.
So what else?
Cheeseburger this is... choice.
You Cheeseburger guys... choice. Go!
Cheeseburger choice. Go.
Cheeseburger choice. Like, what are we talking? In and out? Don't put any fucking tomatoes in it. That's all.
No tomatoes, cheeseburger.
I will eat any cheeseburger. No if you put tomatoes. A tomato in it, I'll throw it back at your face. I hate them. I hate tomatoes in any sort of
thrown
like sandwich
cheeseburger.
Burger. Yeah.
Thrown cheeseburger.
Now, Watch you the throne.
You mentioned one of your relatives was a butcher.
Yes, my grandpa. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's so interesting. Tell me more
grandpa
about that.
Butch.
He's chopping
so dede,
up.
My dede, that's what you call, I call my grandpa, since he was 12, was a butcher. And he has no problem killing any animals. And when I first moved into our house when I was four, there was a possum and the man took a rake and he stabbed the possum with it. Then he brought it out, showed it to me, my four-year-old self, this dead possum dangling on a rake. And he goes, I got it.
Which side of the rake?
Mm-hmm.
The round
handle part.
Rake side?
The rake side. Yeah.
The rake side.
Oh. Yep.
Big possum. Well, let me say this. This is not that kind of show. Awful story. Perhaps your friend Conan likes that kind of story on his show. This is actually Freak Show Friday where people come to just chill.
Oh, is that
not
what it is?
Learn about the mutilation of an actually amazing creature, the only marsupial in North America, very, very rarely carries any kind of disease or virus because their blood temperature is so low that most bacteria can't even live there. They're extremely sweet animals. They eat vermin. They eat ticks, which actually stops us from being able to get Lyme disease. And what do we do with them? It's not stabbing with a rake. What we do when we see a possum is we hug and we kiss them.
Okay.
And we will never hear that awful story again.
He killed it.
You'll never
possum.
Tell that story again on my show.
We're effectively stabbing that story with a rake, and now we're showing it to you, Sona, and saying, we got it.
Well, can I just say, you guys are giving me nothing to work with? That you invited me on your show yesterday. Mm-hmm.
It was 2 days ago, to be fair.
Was it 2 days ago, Kevin, for reals?
I sent the links yesterday.
Okay,
Kevin,
so,
with the
all right,
fucking
2 days.
Hammer.
So 2 days ago, it's still
sorry.
Not enough time.
Sorry,
it's
not sorry, not. Sona.
Laying back in the cut with the damn hammer.
But I come here, you guys don't have any questions.
Yeah,
you guys don't
what
have
do you think
any
the
areas.
Entire question, what do you think what's up is?
What do you think cheeseburger choice go is?
Yeah, address?
Yeah, it's a
That's
question.
One of those hard-hitting... Okay, thank you, Barbara
It's
Walters.
Called being curious. It's called having a conversation.
Question.
Yeah.
You wanted this to be a friggin' interrogation or something?
No, but you were like...
Hard-hitting?
Figure out what we're going to talk about, Sona, guest, that I invited on 2 days ago, which still isn't enough time, Kevin.
We just were saying what's up.
What if I was working?
What's up? We're being polite. We're interested in you.
Okay. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
It's the worst week of my life.
Join the club.
This is the worst week of Kevin's entire life.
That's another thing. You guys are all three of you are like, oh, this is the worst week of my life.
Has been.
Everything sucked. Anyway, let's talk to Sona and see how she's doing. Like, what are you, new at this? What are you guys doing? What are you doing?
I guess we thought you would cheer us up.
I guess we didn't know.
I could be watching TV right now.
What TV?
Which TV, yeah.
Which TV am I watching?
Mm. Yeah.
It's a Samsung.
Where is it?
Mm. Curved screen one?
UHD. No, it's not curved screen. Do you guys have a curved screen? Like, what is that? I don't know what that is. I don't know why anybody would curve a screen.
I don't
screen.
Have a TV.
Is that a bit?
And is that interesting?
Is that a bit? You know what's not as interesting as?
It's
as
not my even, grandpa he stabbing have one a bit possum. Of TV.
Yeah,
he
okay.
Let me get this one off. No, he doesn't even have one bit of TV.
Oh my God, Hayes, the
Kevin,
most,
do we have that clean?
The worst
sorry,
part
Sona, 1 second.
Was you, no, it was you smiling afterwards. I hated that. I'm sorry. That
I
was
like my
so
smile.
Upsetting.
I think
no.
Hayes
I actually
a really great
no,
smile.
It's that you were
when
like pleased
smiling,
with yourself. No.
When I'm happy to see him happy and see him enjoying himself. To me, happiness is not a zero-sum game. So it can be true that Hayes is happy and smiling and I can be feeling something warm and positive as well. But for you, I mean, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, and I think I actually figured out what you were actually listening to on the way to the CVS, because I think you're the kind of person who says, I'm only happy when it rains. Right? Is that right?
No,
where's
I
the
wasn't.
TV?
It's in the TV room. Mm. The living room.
Mm, aptly named.
The living room. Hmm, I guess watching TV isn't what I call living.
Going to the zoo is
I guess
living.
For me, it's going to the zoo.
Okay.
See animals.
Yeah.
How's
that's
that?
Living.
I'll give you something to podcast about.
And actually have an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yeah, next time on Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, plug, I will talk about the zoo.
I'd listen to that. Okay. Be my first episode I'd check in with. Not a single
finally.
One has been about the zoo so far.
Mm-hmm. I've been scrubbing through looking for.
It's been like, what's that movie you did? Come on.
Well.
Huh. So what are we watching on TV?
This was fun. Huh?
What show are we watching?
Oh, I thought we were winding down. I am. What was I watching just now? I was watching. I think I was just rewatching maybe a Rick and Morty.
Yes.
Or...
Oh, yes.
Sauce.
Oh, my God.
Pickle sauce.
Okay, pickle sauce. Epic.
Okay, Rick, here we go. It's where Brat. Now I'm the pickle sauce, Brat. Rick.
Brap, come on. Give me the sauce, Morty. I don't know about the sauce, Rick. Brap, yes, you do.
So you guys watch Rick and Morty, too.
Yeah, yes. I think maybe you could tell from our sense of humor.
Yeah.
Maybe pretty much proven that beyond the shadow of a doubt.
That's cool.
At least in this version of the multiverse where we watch it, is obviously a dimension where we don't as well. Bzz, shoot the ray guns.
We're jocks who like that stuff too.
Oh, you are. You guys are a couple jocks, are you?
Yeah. Throw a perfect spiral.
Uh-huh. What do you play?
I throw a perfect damn spiral.
Oh, that's what you throw?
80 yards.
That's cool.
In the
wow. When I see the two of you, I just think jocks.
Well, that's not enough. You have to also think that we watch Rick and Morty.
Jesus Christ.
You got to go.
It's time.
You have a lot going on for someone who couldn't even say what's up.
I don't. It's just there's a lull in the conversation because
like
you guys
up.
Are so
whose fault is that?
Yeah, because we're being chill.
That
it's,
I'm
it's
like,
Freak
okay,
Show Friday.
Then I guess we'll just end it. I'm going to... Put us all out of our misery, and I'm just going
to
end it.
I'm actually having fun.
I have
fun.
Nowhere
this
to
becoming,
go.
This is becoming actually one of the best weeks of my life.
This is now turning the corner, and it's definitely one of the top 5 weeks of my life with potential to become number one. So let's think about that for a second. And what I'll say is I think the really great sign of like true friendship, unlike probably what you have with Conan,
yeah,
is when you can... Actually, just be chill and be quiet around each other and be totally comfortable.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Just sitting there with your friends.
Just sitting. And that's like, wow, this is really comfort.
What are you guys thinking about?
Yeah, well,
I'm thinking about how much I hate this.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.